Now turn to somebody and tell the person what best you are going to be following and achieve in 2019. I'm going to be the best what? Now, I feel somebody here is going to be the best teacher. Do you know one sign that you are the best teacher? People want to hear you again. And the Bible says that the common people heard him gladly. When ordinary people hear you gladly, it's a sign. They want to listen. Yeah. When Jesus was anointed, he came down from the mountain. He started teaching. After fasting and after 40 days, he came and started teaching. Teaching is a very powerful thing. May your tongue, your mouth, your lips be filled with God's grace and wisdom. In Jesus' name. Be the best teacher. Be the best pastor. Be the best apostle. Be the best prophet. Be the best evangelist. Be the best helps minister. Be the best government. Be the best. Be the best. Be the best. The best of the best. Apostolic grace. Receive it. And may your seeking be not seeking for money, but seeking to superabound to the edifying of the church. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Now, you've been very awake in this session. I'm impressed. We are doing day and night. Is that not what we heard at 31st night? Anna served God with prayers day and night. Day is 10 to 4 and night is also 10 to 4. Wow. It's practically happening, practically. 10 to 4, 10 to 4. Amazing. Analyzing. Take out your offering. Ha! You say you don't have offering. Ah, Satan, I bind you in Jesus' name. Now, do you know what fencing is? Fencing. What is fencing? Huh? Now, Lucifer and Michael fenced with vigor. The sharp steel of the broadswords gleamed as they thrust and parried. Have you lifted up your offering? Let's lift it up. Let's pray. Father, thank you as we give tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. This instead of a song, I'm reading this. Now, he held his broadsword. Hi, he is isolating me, Lucifer said. as he parried away Michael's thrust. And Michael said, "You are the one isolating yourself, dear brother." And they continued, they were fencing, the two of Michael and Lucifer. The clashing of steel became more violent. "He is preoccupied," Lucifer said, hesitating in mid-thrust. "He has refused my presence 3 times in these past 100 moons. Michael raised his fencing mask, his clear green eyes perplexed, and said, "He would not refuse without good reason, my brother." Talking about Jehovah. You say Jehovah has refused you the last 100 moons. Orangus. Lucifer bowed mockingly. "Chief Prince Michael, and he brought the flat part of his sword down violently on Michael's diaphragm, winding him. Michael doubled over in agony. A strange anger clouded Lucifer's features. "Pray enlighten me." Michael stared at Lucifer in disbelief. He said, "Lucifer, hold your temper." Could it be his latest obsession? Lucifer took a deep breath, almost spitting the words out. "This man." And he lunged viciously at the unguarded Michael, the razor edge of the gleaming sword plunging straight through Michael's shoulder. Lucifer kept pressure on the blade until a dark purple stain bled through Michael's white fencing robe. Michael slowly removed his fencing mask with pain and fury, and he said, "Give it up, Lucifer, before you are consumed by your own darkness." A slow, vindictive smile spread across Lucifer's face, and he said, "You have his ear now. You tell Jehovah." He stood a majestic figure right over Michael. "Tell him, tell Jehovah, that I will not be spurned." What is spurned? To spurn means to be to reject. So tell Jehovah, you Michael, tell Jehovah that I will not be spurned. That is, this is just a warning. With his spear in Michael's shoulder, he told him, "This is just a warning that to discard the son of the morning could be a very dangerous exercise." Now, the elite guard, the 10,000 angelic generals of Lucifer's high command, were attired in full ceremonial regalia, the black diamonds on their breastplates glistening, their heads held high. The commanders, in charge of a full 1/3 of the angelic host, directed their gaze at the gold and onyx gate of the chamber of the congregation far in the distance, awaiting their commander-in-chief. A fanfare of shofars sounded as the towering gate slowly opened and Lucifer strode in all glorious. His crimson cloak billowed behind him, his regent's crown atop his raven locks, his imperial features grave. The elite guard stood to attention and saluted. Lucifer's voice rang out. He was speaking to the 1/3 angels. "All hail Jehovah!" And the angels roared in response, "All hail Jehovah!" And they fell one knee in worship. Lucifer raised his hand and immediately they rose, their heads bowed in respect. Lucifer took his throne. The men took their seats on lesser thrones and arranged in one huge square around the gigantic chamber. And Lucifer stared for a long time around the room, drinking in the spectacle of 10,000 glorious warriors, the elite guard of heaven. They were Lucifer's soldiers. "A great and menacing shadow has fallen across our world," he said. He was so charged with emotion that his voice literally broke with fervor. "My glorious warriors, we face a terrible and impending danger. And he motioned to Chasok, who was one of the 24 elders. A peril, Chasok continued, so dangerous that it threatens the very existence of our angelic race. One of Lucifer's generals stood to his feet, perplexed. And he said, who would think to threaten our existence? Who could mount such an assault? A second general stood up and said, our universe is one of such glory of goodness. What evil or danger could possibly imperil us? It is the new race that threatens our very existence, Lucifer declared, raising his face toward heaven. He arose and strode towards the assembled thrones until he was just a breath away from his most glorious generals, his high command, and he leaned towards them benevolently like a mother soothing an anxious child and adopted an intimate coaxing tone. He said, I studied the codices. What are codices? Codicil, a document. The new race does not hold our angelic gene. Jehovah multiplies his own gene in matter, in man. Lucifer studied the disbelief on them. And then Chasok, one of the 24 elders, said, we are created beings, each one of the angelic, you and me, and have been individually created. But this race of man, Jehovah has endowed upon them the ability to replicate. Suddenly, Raphael, have you heard of Angel Raphael? Raphael, Lucifer's commander in chief and intimate companion, he stood to his feet. He was tall and imperial. And as he stood, a thousand generals stood and bowed. And Raphael moved to where Lucifer stood and stopped directly in front of him and bowed and dropped to one knee. My esteemed and acclaimed sovereign, Lucifer's expression softened. Raphael, archangel and finest of warriors, trusted compatriot. Lucifer reached out his hand and Raphael kissed the seal of Jehovah, the huge black rubied ring on Lucifer's left finger. Raphael rose and stared into Lucifer's eyes. And Lucifer sighed and said, I think that my speech has disturbed you, Raphael. And Raphael bowed his head and said, I confess I'm vexed. Lucifer turned away from Raphael and said, I am also vexed that Jehovah would seek to supplant his firstborn creation with an inferior race. Raphael moved in front of Lucifer and clasped his shoulders. Lucifer, ancient friend, you speak of sedition. You accuse the Most High. Raphael stared at Lucifer, bewildered. I beseech you in the name of our friendship, retract your charge. Lucifer carefully removed Raphael's hands from his shoulders. Why, my revered Raphael? Surely the definition of sedition is incitement to rebellion. That is not what I seek, Lucifer stared at Raphael. I seek only to protect the angelic host. Raphael gazed at him in confusion. Then realization dawned on his face, and he looked at Lucifer fearfully and cast his eyes to the marble floor. Raphael lifted his head. My prince, Jehovah sees fit to create this new race. My duty and hallowed vocation is to serve him and execute his will in every matter. He stared ahead and he said, including the issue of man. Then with a short, sharp gesture, Raphael removed his gauntlets and cast them on the ground before Lucifer. I will have no part in aught of your intrigues. Lucifer, swift as lightning, removed his golden cinquidia. Hey, cinquidia no yede. From its sheath and slashed Raphael's row of diamonds medallions from his breastplate. Raphael raised his hands, his imperial features forbidding. He turned to the generals and drew his swords. And he said, he defiles this sanctuary with the iniquity of his trading. I shall not abide in it. Raphael strode out of the chamber, followed by 1,000 generals. Chasok watched intently as an additional 10, hundreds, then thousands of Lucifer's finest generals rose from across the chamber and followed. A somber silence fell. Then Lucifer fell to his knees and raised his arm towards heaven. Great and mighty Jehovah, you who are both adored and incomparable, I beseech you in your great and terrible mercies to absolve your angelic servant Raphael and his warriors for their rash and insolent insurgents against your servant Lucifer. Lucifer, your light bearer and chosen angelic son, may they repent and be restored once more to your eternal mercy and glory. Grant to all these generals who remain your divine valor and fortitude to endure what lies ahead in the crusade to preserve our angelic race. Charlie, deception is some way. All right, we shall continue tomorrow. Should I finish the page? These people over there are sleeping. That side. Okay, I'm finishing the page, then we close. Lucifer wrapped his crimson ermine cloak around him and walked to his large throne. Contemplate, my glorious generals, a day that indisputably has yet to dawn on this planet of heaven. All right? Lucifer rose to his feet and said, it will not stop at Eden. They will winnow their way into his inner sanctum. Dusk after dusk, they will drive a wedge between us and the angelic host. Then suddenly, as he was speaking, Lucifer stopped abruptly. Slowly, he sensed that he was being observed, so he lifted his gaze upward. There, far above him, stood a tall, hooded figure. Reveal yourself, Lucifer commanded. Chasok, the 24 elders, one of them, the one who was an orangu, stared, trembling. The figure remained motionless. Reveal yourself! Lucifer's voice rose in decibels. The figure walked around the lofty portico until he was directly in line with Lucifer and said, you were perfect in your ways. The figure spoke in clear, gracious tones from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. Lucifer's features contorted in agony as he felt a sharp burning sensation in his right palm. He cradled his right hand in his left. His breathing labored. His entire body trembled as he stared down in dread at the darkening crimson stain. Christus. It was Christ. Atria. Stand to your feet to be continued. Tomorrow is Thursday. Today is Thursday. We are continuing. Thursday, Friday, then we close. Those who leave will be here. We are here till Friday. Yeah. What about Wabia? Those in Accra can also pray. We are here. This is where the camp is. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, communion, fellowship, contribution, participation, to brackets, includes, first, love. What does this one mean? You are marching forward with strength. And then this one means what? Huh? Youthful, flexible, flowing, and a good wife and a good husband. The best husband and the best wife. Covet the best, super abounding. You are blessed. Sit down.